Welcome back to You Need to Know here on WGCV. All right, this segment, very pleased to have on the phone with me, a friend of mine, Chester Stansberry. Chester, how are you?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing, Frank?
I am fine, Chester. You're the vice chair of the Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. Tell us a little bit about that organization.
All right, Conservative Responsible Stewardship is evolved from a group that was started many, many years ago, and I was a co-founder of it. It was originally called, I think, Republican Environmental Education Fund, and it's changed its name to Conservative Responsible Stewardship, and has become more of a membership, not individual voting members, but a national membership organization. We have 7 board members throughout the United States, and the original founder of Republicans for Environmental Protection, Martha Marks, is now chairman of that group, and we're become very active and more and more active in pushing conservative issues and conservative approach to protection of the environment and related issues.
All right, well, very good. Now, you are making the rounds, apparently, of the media for talking about the Obama's new EPA rule regarding wetlands. So first of all, tell us about the new EPA rule.
Well, the EPA rule, basically has evolved out of some Supreme Court decisions that question the definition of waters of the U.S. So this new rule that was finalized just a few days ago, August 28th, and it was published by EPA, more clearly defines waters of the U.S. and tributaries related to waters of the U.S., and it takes a watershed approach to defining waters that should be protected under Clean Water Act programs. And the Clean Water Act programs, the regulatory programs, are basically those related to discharges, including discharges to wetlands, administered under the Clean Water Act program, Section 402 and Section 401, which is the Water Quality Certification Program. And Section 404, which is administered by the Army Corps of Engineers, which is a dredge and fill permit program. So these programs have been in effect basically since 1974, and that's when I first became involved in Clean Water Act programs, and I've been involved with many of them since I retired from DEC. I retired as Assistant Chief of the Bureau of Water at DEC, believe it or not, 15 years ago now. So anyway, so this is just trying to restore programs that had been in effect since the 70s and then were affected by these Supreme Court decisions. So now we've sort of gone full circle and currently trying to get back to where we were several years ago.
Mm-hmm. All right. So, and of course, this has been a big contention where a lot of folks who have been arguing that, this is a power grab by the EPA. They want to regulate every ditch in your backyard.
Well, I have to laugh because, believe it or not, I was just reading last night, early this morning, some statements by the National Farmers Union, which is mainly oriented in the west of the United States, about 23 states, I think, or something, 33 states are members of it, and they set out this thing about myths of the proposed rule on waters of the U.S., and they have a myth that says the rule would regulate all ditches, even though that flow only after rainfall. And they clearly say that's not true. It would not expand regulation of ditches and actually would regulate fewer ditches than currently under the EPA guidance.
And that's put out by a farming organization out west?
Right. It's called the National Farmers Union. They have a website, and you can go on and look this up, and I just happened to find it early this morning or last night.
Okay, cool. But the regulations, as you know, have always been attacked by some political factions of our country. And the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, they hate all regulations because it stops their big members, multinational corporations, from making more money. but your point that the new EPA rules on the wetlands is going to help the South Carolina taxpayer, go ahead and explain that.
Yeah, I mean, you have to take the broader a holistic view of this situation, and I'm involved in a lot of different things, both as a Republican activist, conservative activist, and a community local activist, you know, and including, you know, government affairs. I live in Lexington County, but, you know, for example, protection of riparian zones and small streams, even their buffer rules that Richland County and Lexington County have, and these protect riparian zones. You know, if you don't protect those riparian zones, then the downstream uses are more adversely impacted. So you need to, from a technical viewpoint, from a scientific viewpoint, you need to start protection up as high in the watershed as you can. These are called headwater streams from a technical viewpoint. And some of them flow all the time, and some of them flow just in response to rainfall. So if you don't protect the runoff in those areas and the vegetation and other characteristics of those areas that prevent downstream pollution, you adversely impact, you know, recreation and public health and aquatic uses downstream. I mean, you can even have some. All that's important, the economics.
Yeah, so it might be impacting on somebody else's private land and access to water that they have. So basically, there has to be some responsibility of those who are at the top of the water flow to not do something that's going to adversely impact the rights of people below them.
Absolutely. And I just happened to think of an example that came to my mind because years ago, and there are a lot of examples you can think of. Years ago, I was on a member of a jury in a court case in Lexington County in which a farmer had not taken care of adequately protected runoff from his agricultural farm, and it caused a lot of sediment runoff that filled up a pond and the downstream property owner. And he sued the guy, the farmer in Lexington County, and I was on the jury, and won the suit. And the farmer had to pay for restoration of his farm was a jury decision. So that was a negative impact on downstream user.
That's exactly what we're talking about here. Of course, there's already rules about somebody it's actually polluting or pouring something toxic material. That's already covered, right?
Right, and that goes back to I can get involved in a lot of details, which I'm sure you don't want me to, but this under South Carolina law, waters, and Police Control Act has a definition of waters of the state, and there was a court case when I worked at DEC that ended up including wetlands and things like swamps in the the judge agreed that the definition of waters and Pollution Control Act included swamps and wetlands. And so you have to get, like, for under the wastewater discharge permit requirements under the Pollution Control Act and Section 402 of the Clean Water Act, you have to get a permit to discharge waste to wetlands and waters of the state, which includes wetlands and swamps.
Well, very good. But I think your point is well taken. That you know, people have to have responsibility for what they do to impact the waters above everybody else, so that you're not adversely impacting somebody below you. You know, that's essentially what this new EPA rule does. It tries to clarify which waterways fall under the law, right?
Right, and even the South Carolina Chamber of Commerce Technical Committee, which I'm on an email distribution list for them, they studied this issue and came out with some clarification for the benefit of their members, which specified what the proposed rule does, and they had it pretty much correct. You know, like they said, it focuses on streams and not ditches. That's related to the question you asked earlier about ditches. They specifically say, and I've got it before me here, that says that the rule limits protection to ditches that are constructed out of streams or function like streams and carry pollutants downstream. So ditches that are not constructed in streams and that flow only when it rains are not covered.
Yeah, very, very clear. Well, Chester, thank you very much. I've been talking with Chester Sansbury. He is the vice chair of Conservatives for Responsible Stewardship. I thank you very much for coming on and discussing this, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, Chester.
Yeah, good talking with you, Frank, and thanks for what you do. Appreciate it.
All right, thanks.